temperature KNDY weather eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Throughout the rest of this Friday, showers likely breezy in the mid-50s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 35 miles an hour. Tonight, we'll continue the chance of rain showers will drop down to 34. We'll see wind gusts as high as 20. For Saturday, mostly sunny skies, temperatures right around 52. Saturday night, mostly clear with a low of 33. For Sunday, isolated rain showers in the afternoon, temps 63. Right now, it's 45.
When you bring your vehicle to Boss Motors in Marysville for quality care service, expect more than auto care. They're committed to things like giving you an appointment when you need it, fixing your car right the first time, on time, and giving you a great deal. Boss Motors in Marysville, it's the quality care you deserve.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
This is an ag business update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. While agriculture in the U.S. braces for possible retaliation against American tariffs on steel and aluminum, USDA Undersecretary remains optimistic about the future of trade. Undersecretary for Trade and Foreign Affairs Ted McKinney was in Japan when tariffs were announced. McKinney told reporters while talking with Japanese leaders, there's absolutely no worry about a possible trade war with the U.S. He said the two sides emphasize the fact that they like doing business with each other. There's also a good deal of discussion on ways to lower import tariffs for U.S. ag exports to Asia. He said whether we pursue a bilateral agreement as the president wants or possibly rejoin the Trans-Pacific Partnership, the decisions the president and others need to make are what's top priority. McKinney says he's heard that the 11 countries still involved in TPP would like the U.S. to come back into the fold. All sides did recognize that there may need to be some changes made for that to happen. The America First trade agenda could be challenging. He feels it'll be successful in getting U.S. farmers some better trade agreements. Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley's energy policy staff analyzed recent claims by opponents of the renewable fuel standard, specifically as it relates to the bankruptcy of Philadelphia Energy Solutions. The company attributed its recent filing in part to the RFS. The analysts found that the biofuel blending requirements, or the cost of the renewable identification number credits, both have little to do with successive refineries and were a significant factor in the PES bankruptcy. The Grassley study reached similar conclusion to a number of other recent studies, including multiple ones from the University of Pennsylvania Center for Energy Policy. Grassley said he wanted to find out more information about the RFS was to blame for the financial trouble of some refineries. He said after reviewing the facts, he's confident that the renewable fuel standard is not harming refineries and that other factors were at work. Reliable and relevant, we're AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Farmers, if you have late model farm equipment to sell, give the guys at New Frontier Ag in McCook and Imperial, Nebraska a call. When your local dealership isn't giving you what you think your equipment is worth, or you're afraid of the results you might get at the auction, New Frontier Ag is your answer. They get you the best possible prices for your equipment at selling rates lower than the auction cost you. Call 308-340-8989 for more information on how New Frontier Ag can net you the most money for your used equipment.
Having soft water in your home not only saves you money, but there's a lot of benefits for your body, too. Bathing in soft water leaves your skin softer and feeling clean and refreshed. Rough, dry skin naturally goes away. Colored or treated hair keeps its radiance longer. And soft water allows your razor to glide more easily across your face, reducing razor burn, and makes your razors last longer. For these and other great benefits, invest today in a Lindy Spring Water Softener from Water Conditioning of Seneca. Call 800-748-7563.
Hey, you. It's your stomach again. I'm here to set things straight. Subway has new signature wraps and they're packed with meat. These things make me full. Full like your voicemail after you win the lottery. Full like a clown car on the way to an oversized shoe convention. Full like the turkey, bacon, and guacamole signature wrap loaded with provolone, lettuce, tomatoes, onions, and ranch. Full like I'm gonna be after you get to Subway and eat one. You're welcome. All new Subway signature wraps. Subway. Make it what you want.
Ryan's Barbershop in Marysville is open Tuesday through Fridays, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Walk-ins only. New customers always welcome. Ryan's Barbershop, downtown Marysville.
Mid-America Network News. Security guards at Leavenworth Middle School will be carrying firearms beginning next week. The Board of Education voted Wednesday to buy the firearms and other equipment such as handcuffs and tasers. The Leavenworth Times reports that two retired law enforcement officers who work at the Richard Warren Middle School will begin using the equipment when students return to school next week after spring break. A statement from the board said the officers will be responsible for the equipment and will be certified twice a year with the Leavenworth Police Department. Leavenworth High School already has an armed school resource officer from the city police department. Kansas legislators have narrowly rejected a bill designed to protect the free speech rights of college students over concerns that it may hamper efforts to fight harassment on campus. The vote yesterday on the measure was 20-20. The bill would prevent state universities from having codes that limit student speech or from canceling appearances from possibly offensive guest speakers. From the Wichita RV News Desk, I'm Stephanie Austin.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's opponents on Man versus Train. At the crossing, we have Rick, a 175-pound frustrated man who's running late for work. And on the tracks, we have Bull, a million-pound freight train that takes a mile to stop. Let's see who comes out on top.
Can't beat a train, so don't try. Stop. Trains can't. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
It's time for some straight talk. Using your phone, yeah, the one right in your hand, could cost up to 30% less every month. Got your attention, don't I? With Straight Talk's Bring Your Own Phone SIM kit, you can keep that phone, your same 4G LTE network and number, but pay less. The ultimate unlimited plan is just $55 a month. Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. Video typically streams at DVD quality. A month equals 30 days. At 60 gigabytes, we may review accounts for violations of terms and conditions found at straighttalk.com.
The suspect in the shooting of a father and a son is now facing a murder charge after one of the victims died. WIBW reports that John Towner Jr. was charged yesterday with second-degree murder in the death of 34-year-old John Austin Jr. in January. Austin and his 57-year-old father, John Austin Sr., were shot on January 22nd outside of a Topeka home. Kansas legislators are receiving an education funding report that could determine how lawmakers respond to a state Supreme Court mandate to boost spending on public schools. Legislative attorneys are slated to present the report today during a joint meeting of the House and the Senate committees on school funding. The study comes from two out-of-state consultants hired by Republican leaders. The Kansas Senate has approved two relatively narrow gun bills after rejecting numerous gun control proposals after a lengthy debate. The vote yesterday was 25-15 on a bill clarifying rules for allowing people with permits to carry concealed guns in other states. From the Wichita RV News Desk, I'm Stephanie Austin.
After Hours Feed Supply is local and convenient for all of your livestock feed supplements and pet food. Cattle protein tubs are now on sale. Book yours today. Also, Nutrina Right Now Minerals are buy nine, get one free for a limited time only. Right Now Minerals are formulated to allow you to match the mineral feeding program to the growing season, forage conditions, and nutritional needs of your cattle. Improve weaning rates, produce heavier calves, and reduce overall feeding costs with Nutrina Right Now. Bob and Georgina Lindquist are a phone call away at 268-0578 or see them at the west edge of Blue Rapids on Highway 77. After Hours Feed Supply thanks you for your business.
Mid-America Network News. The driver of a loaded concrete truck that tipped onto a car near Omaha, killing two people, is no longer facing felony charges in the case. KETV reports that a judge ruled yesterday there's not enough evidence to prosecute 20-year-old Austin Holloway of Fremont. Holloway had been charged with two felony counts of motor vehicle homicide for the October 25th crash that killed Michael Dearden and Philip Hurdle, who were both 23 years old. A Nebraska woman convicted of killing her 4-year-old daughter has been given 55 to 75 years in prison. Carla Montoya was sentenced yesterday in Madison County District Court. Prosecutors say that Montoya told police she became angry at her daughter, Kaylee, and tossed her onto a bed three times on March 12, 2016, and that the girl may have hit her head on the bed frame or a wall. The girl died a few days later in an Omaha hospital. From the Wichita RV News Desk, I'm Stephanie Austin.
White Star Machinery Rental can help you tackle all the projects that come your way. We offer a great selection of Bobcat skid steer loaders, track loaders, and compact excavators, plus the attachments you need. Select the equipment you need for daily, weekly, monthly, or long-term rentals. Don't turn down extra work. Stop by White Star Machinery in Wichita, Topeka, Manhattan, or Garden City to check out our Bobcat equipment rental options. We've got the tough equipment you need to do more tough work. Check out WhiteStarMachinery.com.
White Star, get the job done. Hi, this is Craig Mead with Mid-America Ag Network. Join me every day for the latest market reports, the latest news in the agricultural world, and weather forecasts that affect what you do on the farm. We'll keep you informed on what's relevant to you and your industry. From soil temperatures to harvest reports, local farm shows to agricultural legislation, Mid-America Ag Network keeps you in the know. If it happens in the Mid-America region, you'll hear about it on Mid-America Ag Network. Visit us online, MidAmericaAgNetwork.com. We are Mid-America Ag Network. Bullish on ag.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners meeting last Monday conducted mostly routine business, removing a bridge in Bigelow Township from the county inventory. Complete County Commissioners minutes are posted on our website and our Facebook page. Washington County Commissioners meeting last Monday commented on economic development, citing a desire to have something in place for younger people who would like to return to Washington County. Commissioners requested they approve minutes before they're released with a goal of controlling innuendos and half-truths. A process to pass along suggestions to the county clerk was outlined. Comments were passed along regarding property valuations, including concerns heard from citizens who had purchased properties for cleanup who then saw valuations increase. A suggestion that the levy be reduced next year was tempered with a warning that the recently enacted tax lid should be considered. Issues with the county health department were again a topic, with a notice that Medicare will not be reimbursing for home health services provided since the first of the year after deficiencies in charting were noted during a recent audit. It was not known how much the impact in dollars would amount to. Additional Medicare changes were outlined. Commissioners inquired as to adding daycare inspections, wellness visits, immunizations, and home health. Some services have been reduced. An executive session to discuss county health department employees yielded no decision. Commissioners approved the road and bridge department returning to 4 10-hour days with the time change. The tax valuation meetings were briefly discussed. Depreciation on buildings will be among topics covered. The April 9th meeting for Washington County Commissioners will be moved to April 10th to accommodate a commissioner who will be gone. Nemahal County Commissioners met last Monday. The sheriff advised that city officers and county deputies were making an appearance at schools in the county each morning as kids are arriving at school. Harold Shump came before the board to present a petition with 26 signatures asking for the proposed new senior center to be located next to the current Pioneer Building in Seneca. Freshen up your dance skills for the upcoming Marshall County Arts Cooperative Big Band Swing and Dance Friday, April 13th. Dance classes featuring the foxtrot, swing, and waltz will be offered Sundays, March 18th and March 25th at the National Guard Armory in Marysville. $10 per couple to attend each hour-long session. Attend one or both Sunday, March 18th and March 25th at the National Guard Armory. Pre-registration is requested by Friday. Contact Sally Oliver at 562-2781. Washington County Appraiser Lance Lease will host meetings across the county to present information about changes in property valuation. Saturday in Lynn at the American Legion beginning at 10 a.m., Saturday at 1 at the Washington County Courthouse Courtroom, and Saturday at 3 at Kloppenburg Center in Hanover. The meeting is planned Monday evening at 6 in Haddam at City Hall. Public is welcome and encouraged to attend. Irene Norris Brunsbach, age 97, of Wymore, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Monday, 10:30 at the Wymore Church of Christ. Burial in the Blue Springs Cemetery. Visitation Sunday, 1 until 9. Family will greet friends Sunday from 3 until 5 at the Laughlin Oval. At Funeral Home of Wymore in charge of arrangements for Irene Brunsbach. Margaret L. Maxwell, age 101, of Washington, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Tuesday, 9:30 at the Washington Presbyterian Church. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Ward Funeral Home of Washington in charge of arrangements for Margaret Maxwell. Marvelyn Dirks Grass, age 89, of Axtell, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Tuesday, 10 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church, Axtell. Burial in the Rose Hill Cemetery at Axtell. Rosary Monday evening at 7 at church. Visitation Monday, noon until 5 at the Axtell Landreth Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Marvelyn Grass.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hill Home Furnishings is having a huge sale on Smith Brothers of Bern Custom Furniture. Sale includes in-stock and custom orders from the finest furniture manufacturers in the U.S. Save hundreds on exquisite quality sofas and living room sets, or create your own one-of-a-kind custom piece and save money. Smith Brothers Furniture combines old-world craftsmanship and modern technology to make your furniture dreams come true. Hill Home Furnishings Furnishings, it's sheer quality. Downtown Beatrice at 116 North 5th Street and hillhomefurnishings.com.
Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast, powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. We have a low pressure system making its way across the central parts of the Midwest, which is bringing, luckily in our area, we're on the warm side of this low, so we are going to deal with rain showers on and off as we head through the day. Looks like we'll see a break for tomorrow, but then more rain showers expected as we head towards the end of the weekend and into the early parts of next week. Temperature-wise, definitely going to see some cooler temperatures, but a nice warm-up as we head into Sunday. So looking at the forecast, throughout the rest of this Friday, mostly cloudy, rain showers in the mid-50s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 35. Tonight, we'll continue the chance of rain showers. Will drop down to mid-30s, wind gusts as high as 20. For Saturday, we'll have sunny skies, temperatures right around the lower 50s. Saturday night, mostly clear with a low near 33. For Sunday, partly sunny, chance of rain showers in the afternoon. We'll see warmer temperatures with a high near 63. And Sunday night, mostly cloudy, rain showers likely. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Oh, your wedding. The best day of your life, but no one ever mentions the stress of planning it. Between the dress, the reception hall, the cake, you tend to forget the wedding registry. And that's when you turn to Reflections, because they have everything on your wish list. Fiesta ware, bedding sets, kitchen towels, pots and pans, wine glasses, anything you want. And if they don't have it, they'll order it. They'll even wrap and deliver gifts to your shower or reception. Stay local and make it easy on yourself. Create your wedding registry at Reflections in Marysville. So much more than your favorite Hallmark store.
Rumble of Thunder showers overnight, breezy, average high 56, the record high in the state, 86 in 2013. The average low 33, the record lowest 5 degrees in 1949. Sunrise this morning, 7:33. Sunset this evening at 7:30.
If you've ever tasted a wild elderberry, you probably didn't try a second one. But don't overlook the value of their blossoms. All about using elderflowers today from the Old Farmer's Almanac. You might take a moment to think about something more important than your health. Of course, your family and friends are important, but without your good health, it becomes harder and harder to enjoy your life. If you've been battling excess weight and sick and tired of extra pounds, meltingbelly.com has free information now about the discovery of a new 2-minute ritual, a ritual so powerful it's saving lives. This 2-minute ritual reverses the symptoms of diabetes, saving people from the effects of heart disease, and restoring youthful energy that was believed to be lost forever. This 2-minute ritual requires no strenuous exercise, no restrictive diets, no dangerous supplements, no special gadgets, and no tasteless foods. But it does remove dangerous pounds of belly fat. For free information, go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. For free access to the 2-minute ritual and restoring your life, visit meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. Meltingbelly.com. With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, March 16th, the 75th day of the year. Singer-songwriter Jerry Jeff Walker shares a birthday with actor Eric Estrada. Elderberries are one of the most prolific wild berries in North America. They're a staple in the diet of many birds, and they have a long history of use in food, wine, and even medicine. They're one of the most bitter berries, though, when eaten raw. Their blossoms, though, or elderflower, is another story. They're quite fragrant, with a honey citrus flavor that gives a delicate sweetness in teas, jellies, or battered and fried as fritters. They pack a powerful nutritional punch too, which can strengthen the immune system and aid in weight loss. Watch for them blooming later this spring in white, lacy, umbrella-shaped clusters. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
St. Gregory's Friday Fish Fries will be held at the Knights of Columbus Hall in Marysville this year, serving Fridays 5 until 7 p.m. Dine-in, carry-out, or local delivery. For local delivery, phone 562-7017. All proceeds benefit the St. Gregory's Catholic School. Friday Fish Fries this year at the Knights of Columbus Hall in Marysville, serving 5 until 7 p.m.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. Good Friday. Devontae Graham ignited sluggish KU midway through the first half, pouring in 29 points and lifting the top-seeded Jayhawks to a tough 76-60 victory over number 16 Penn in the opening round of the NCAA tournament. LeGerald Vick added 14 points for the Jayhawks, who trailed the Ivy League champs by 10 in the early stages before going on a 19-2 run late in the first half to take control. A.J. Broder finished with 14 points to lead Penn. Wichita State will be in action this afternoon. Tip-off time 12:30 as they face the Marshall Thundering Herd. That game able to be viewed on TNT. In a game also on TNT, K-State faces Creighton. Tip-off time in that matchup 5:50. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
Dickinson Ranch 46th Annual Production Sale is coming up on March 17th at 1 p.m. at the ranch in Gorham, Kansas. Selling 100 Simmental, Angus, and Red Angus bulls. 30 open heifers, including 11 elite Simmental heifers broke to show and 2 elite Angus heifers broke to show. Easy fleshing, moderate framed cattle that have built-in feed efficiency out of cows that are required to graze year-round. These cattle are docile, fertile, and will have longevity. For more information, see the catalog online at DickinsonRanch.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's opponents on Man versus Train. At the crossing, we have Rick, a 175-pound frustrated man who's running late for work. And on the tracks, we have Bull, a million-pound freight train that takes a mile to stop. Let's see who comes out on top.
You can't beat a train, so don't try. Stop. Trains can't. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
The Kansas City Chiefs have tried to make their offseason roster turnover about youth, speed, and aggressive play. It's an approach Coach Andy Reid underscored with the official introduction of new arrivals Sammy Watkins and Anthony Hitchens. Watkins will give new starting quarterback Patrick Mahomes more speed and skill at wide receiver. Hitchens will step in at linebacker. The Chiefs have also agreed to a 3-year $7.5 million contract with Dustin Colquitt, who has one of the best punting careers in franchise history. Salvador Perez is looking to rebound after catching 115 games last year, his fewest since 2012. The five-time All-Star for the Kansas City Royals went on the disabled list for the first time since 2013 due to a strained intercostal muscle. He missed the final three games of the season because of a strained groin. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are Next Era Energy Resources, an American company, proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Hey, well, all right, sir. Here we go, Baron. What are they going to give farm?
Olmsted Real Estate and Auction, your farm and home marketing team since 1976. It started with...
Hey, yay! Hey, yay! Hire a professional. You can just... You can duck your...
That was Tom. Several years ago, he's been with the family business for over 20 years and sells real estate and auctions regularly in Kansas and Colorado. He works with...
Hello, this is Rob Olmsted. I'm here working full-time with Dad to better serve you with real estate and auctions.
That was Tom's brother, Rob. For over 10 years working in the family business, Rob specializes in home and acreage sales throughout Marshall County, and he sells land, too. But it all started with...
Hello, folks. This is Tim Olmsted.
For nearly 40 years, people have trusted and relied on the Olmsted family. Tim, Tom, and Rob. Olmsted Real Estate and Auction. Give them a call. 353-2210.
30, 35, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40,
year-round spray oil and Summit mosquito bits. Organic Summit year-round spray oil kills insect pests on indoor and outdoor plants. All-natural Summit mosquito bits kill fungus gnat larvae in container plants. Both products are harmless to people, pets, and wildlife. Summit year-round spray oil and Summit mosquito bits are available at garden centers, hardware stores, and at SummitResponsibleSolutions.com. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details. Add vibrant blooms to your containers and garden beds this summer with Gypsy White Improved Baby's Breath and Flory Glory Diana Mexican Heather. These two 2018 All-America Selections National Flower Winners outperform their competitors in national trials. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. The vigorous Flory Glory Diana Mexican Heather has five times the flower power of other varieties. The dark green leaves on the compact 10 to 12 inch tall plants make a nice backdrop for the vibrant magenta flowers. Plus, the long bloom times, heat, and weather tolerance make it an easy addition to containers, garden beds, and borders. The fluffy white mounds of Gypsy White Improved Baby's Breath are perfect in containers, small space gardens, and mixed borders. The large, semi-double, white or white blooms will brighten the spring and summer garden. Best of all, it's not invasive. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Michelangelo had a very large canvas when he began work on the Sistine Chapel. Make a trip to this river town, and you'll find a man who had 2.5 blocks of canvas to fill. It's today's American Countryside, brought to you by NextEra Energy Resources, an American company working with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind and create local jobs for small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Between downtown Cape Girardeau and the Mississippi River, there's something that could have been an eyesore.
It's our levee wall that keeps the river out of the city. Previous to that wall going up in the early 60s, the water used to come right up into the downtown area.
Don Greenwood says that wall does keep floodwaters out, but he and other citizens helped turn the wall into an attraction.
So I came up with a sketch of that wall in stonework painted on there with arches every so often. The original idea was as you look through those arches, you saw the river as if the wall were not there.
Those 24 arches would also contain murals depicting vignettes of the area's history. Tom Melvin of Chicago was hired to turn a wall 2.5 city blocks in length into a storyboard of sorts.
The first panel, it really depicts before there were people in the Mississippi River Valley. The next one progresses to the early Indians that were the first settlers here, and then it goes forth through history.
Interpretive panels share the history depicted in the 24 vignettes painted on the wall.
The entire project was almost 7 years. The actual painting of the wall itself, once we chose the artist and decided all the subject matter, took about 2 years.
It is a masterpiece that has mesmerized people from the beginning.
During the actual process of the painting, when Tom and his crew came down from Chicago, he hired about 4 local artists to help him with it, and people came from far and wide just to sit and watch them paint. It was just an amazing process.
It is truly a sight to see, with a vital concrete levee wall turned into a canvas, a beautiful backdrop on the city's downtown and the neighboring Mississippi River. Traveling the countryside in Cape Girardeau, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.
Today on Living the Country Life Radio, we'll hear from a Purina poultry expert. Stay tuned for information and advice for your backyard flock.
I say chick, you say strong. Chick, strong. Chick, strong.
If you raise backyard chickens, these are the two words you'll want to remember. Purina's Chick Strong system is included in all Purina starter grower feeds. Baby chicks require 38 unique nutrients from day one, and they're all included in Purina starter grower feeds. That's right. You can leave the supplements on the shelf. That's the Chick Strong promise, because strong chicks equal happy hens. Next time someone says chick, you can say strong.
And for a limited time, get strong chicks and strong savings at participating Purina retailers. From March 5th to March 26th, take $2 off 35-pound bags of Purina Organic Starter Grower, $2 off 50-pound bags of Purina Starter Grower Feeds, and $1 off 25-pound bags of Purina Starter Grower Feeds. Hurry in. Discount available at participating Purina retailers while supplies last.
Like talking about backyard poultry? Purina has you covered with their local Purina Flock Talk events. Learn more in this edition of Flock Strong Friday, brought to you by Purina. Today, we're joined by Katie Signorelli, Poultry Marketing Manager with Purina. Katie, welcome. Tell us a little bit about Purina Flock Talk events and how folks can attend.
Thanks for having me. Purina Flock Talks are local events that take place at a variety of Purina retailers. They generally include everything that you need to know in order to start raising chickens. Purina Flock Talks offer something for everyone. For those that are just getting started, there are generally workshops or presentations with how-to tips and tricks, including what supplies that you need to get started. And you often can pick up your baby chicks right in store. For those who already have a flock of chickens and consider yourself to be a bit of an expert, we also have advanced tracks and information deep dives. And the biggest benefit for everyone is that there's a poultry expert on site. You can ask any question that you may have and get answers to any of the situations you may be facing. The local events are taking place from coast to coast between now and May. And as an added bonus, attendees will receive a coupon book, including a coupon for Purina Starter Grower Feed with the Chick Strong system. To find an event in your area, you can simply go to our website, which is purinamills.com/strong. And we get new event information all the time, and we are updating the site regularly, so be sure to check back often.
What should flock raisers expect at a local Purina Flock Talk event?
One of the most valuable aspects of a Purina Flock Talk event is being able to get answers to any questions you might have from a poultry expert. One of the most common questions we receive is how to choose the right breed for your backyard. Some other common questions are, what supplies might I need? From brooders to heat lamps, feeders and waterers. How do I care and feed a backyard flock? There's plenty to learn when you start raising chickens, but there's plenty of fun too. At our Purina Flock Talk events, we include the whole family in our fun. Each store plans their own fun and games. You may encounter chicken-themed games and contests, and there's plenty of fun for kids too, so be sure to check it out with the entire family.
All right, thanks, Katie. Purina's Flock Talks sound like the poultry parties everyone will be talking about. Tune into next week's Flock Strong Friday for more poultry tips from Purina.
Rock of ages, cleft for me, let me hide myself in thee, let the water and the blood from thy wounded side which flow be of sin. Double kill, save from wrath and make me pure.
Could my tears forever flow? Could my seal no longer know? These for sin. I bring simply to thy cross I cling.
While I draw this fleeting breath, when my eyes shall close in death, I rise to worlds unknown and behold thee on thy throne. Rock of ages, cleft for me, let me hide myself in thee. Rock of ages, left for me, let me hide myself in thee. Rock of ages, left for me.
A quick and easy way to create a strategic plan for your farm. The Farm Journal Report is sponsored in part by NextEra Energy Resources. NextEra Energy Resources is an American company working side by side with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind and create local jobs for small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Roots, they're your crop's foundation. Your success depends on them. Your roots can make or break you each season. Take charge of your roots this season with Radiate from Crop Production Services, designed to give your crop a stronger, more robust foundation for yield and quality. Radiate can make all the difference for your crop this season. Ask your CPS dealer about Radiate or go to RadiateGiveBack.com for more information. Always read and follow label directions.
Executive Coach Sarah Beth Aubrey says you can create a one-page strategic plan for your farm in 1 hour or less. She runs Aubrey Coaching and Training, raises purebred beef cattle with her husband in central Indiana, and writes a column for Top Producer magazine. Aubrey says you get the troops together and figure out the values and vision for the farm, analyze strengths and weaknesses, identify short-term goals, and pick a priority.
Everybody, regardless of the level that they are in the operation, can have a good open discussion. It's also high level, and it allows people to think deeply, more critically, but at the same time, it doesn't encourage waffling or getting too deep into a discussion that can waste time or keep people stuck. So using the hour time frame, especially if it's a group who hasn't met before, is a really valuable aspect to keep things moving and to leave with something accomplished.
Learn more at SarahBethAubrey.com. That's the Farm Journal Report. I'm Darrell Anderson.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Well, this week, the Federal Motor Carrier Administration granted livestock haulers an additional 90-day waiver from regulations that could have a negative impact on animal well-being. The National Pork Producers Council applauding the move. A Department of Transportation rule first issued in 2015 required all commercial truck drivers involved in interstate commerce to replace their paper driving logs with electronic logging devices, or ELDs, by December of last year. In December of 2017, the National Pork Producers Council and others petitioned the agency for a waiver or exemption from the requirement, and DOT handed down an initial 90-day waiver until March the 18th, which is Sunday. A final decision on the request for a waiver is still pending, and the National Cattlemen's Beef Association pleased with the additional 90-day waiver. As NCBA President Kevin Kester said, this is obviously good news for cattle haulers and producers. He said it'll provide the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration more time to educate the livestock haulers on the ELDs while the industry works on solutions to the current hours of service that simply do not work for those who haul live animals. Farmers for Free Trade gearing up for $500,000 ad campaign for a new television ad warning against the aggressive trade policies of President Trump. Farmers for Free Trade say those policies make agriculture a prime target against trade retaliation. The ad will highlight Montana green oilseed farmer Michelle Erickson-Jones, scheduled to run on Fox and Friends' Lou Dobbs and Morning Joe, as well as online. The ad, Erickson-Jones says that they depend on free trade policies to maintain their export markets, and the crops they grow on the farm are exported across the globe, and policies that restrict trade would be devastating for farms like theirs. She goes on to say that she'd like to pass the farm down to the children at the end by asking the president to protect free trade and help keep the agricultural economy strong. Reliable and relevant, RagView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Finally, a crop insurance that covers input costs. This is Tammy with Alliance Insurance, and yes, you heard it right. Production Cost Insurance, also known as PCI, does just that. It covers your direct input costs dollar for dollar for increasing your coverage as you apply seed, fertilizer, and chemicals during the growing season. It allows you to sleep soundly, knowing your input costs are covered should the markets not cooperate. Alliance Insurance is very excited to offer this revolutionary new coverage to our area, and we're ready to work with you on getting a free quote. Call us today at 562-2393 for all your insurance needs.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
Network, pressure on corn and Kansas City wheat. Soybeans still holding their own here on Friday. May corn down 2.5 at 384 and a quarter. July corn down 2.5 at 392 and a quarter. May Kansas City wheat down 7.5 at 506. July's down 7 3/4 at 522 and 3/4. Soybeans are the bright spot here. May beans up 7 at 1047 and 3/4. July up 7 at 1058 and a quarter. Soybean meal, soybean oil coming along. May bean meal is up $1.20 at 372.20. July's up $1.10 at 373.70. May soy oil is up 13 at 32.19. July's up 13 at 32.43. So things look good in the soy complex. Pressure on corn and Kansas City wheat. The pressure on livestock is ongoing. April live cattle down 30 at 121.55. Thought we were going to see a turnaround there for a while, but didn't stick. June live cattle down 37 at 111.92. Later months are all down. March feeder cattle down 25 at 140.37. April down 47 at 140.35. Once again, all the later months are down. Not a good look for cattle today. April hogs down a couple of pennies at 65.70. May's down 70 at 72.05. Cotton is lower. May cotton down 20 points at 83.33. July down 16 at 83.44. Crude oil is up sharply. April crude up $1.02 at 62.21. So some strong moves for crude oil. Unleaded gas and heating oil are also higher. April gold is down $5.40 currently at 13.12.40. Mixed numbers on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is currently up 97 points at 24,970. The Nasdaq has now just turned back into the green, up fractionally at 74.82. And the S&P 500 is at this moment up 6 points at 27.53. So things are turning around on Wall Street here on Friday. Market information from Mid-America Ag Network.
Hello, cattlemen. This is Brady Larson with Larson Angus Ranch. I'd like to invite you to our 14th annual Carcass Without Compromise bull sale on Wednesday, March the 28th. We're selling a great set of 100 bulls this year, sired by Angus Hill Steadfast, Basin Payweight 1682, Resist All, Yuma, Discovery, and more. Call for a catalog at 785-891-3748 or go to LarsonAngusRanch.com to get an online view of the cattle. Thanks, and I hope to see you at the ranch 14 miles south of Wallace, Kansas on the 28th.
White Star Machinery Rental can help you tackle all the projects that come your way. We offer a great selection of Bobcat skid steer loaders, track loaders, and compact excavators, plus the attachments you need. Select the equipment you need for daily, weekly, monthly, or long-term rentals. Don't turn down extra work. Stop by White Star Machinery in Wichita, Topeka, Manhattan, or Garden City to check out our Bobcat equipment rental options. We've got the tough equipment you need to do more tough work. Check out WhiteStarMachinery.com.
It's time for the National Farm Report, brought to you by Wink Products Company, makers of quality specialty cleaning products since 1947. Hello, everyone. I'm Orion Samuelson. And where do we stand in renegotiating the NAFTA trade agreement? Well, I'll talk about it after this message.
I know you love your glass ceramic cooktop, except when it's time to clean it. So let me tell you about one product that will leave your cooktop sparkling clean. It's Wink Glass Ceramic Cooktop Cleaner, strong enough to remove those greasy, grungy spots and yet gentle enough for smooth top ranges. It cleans, polishes, and conditions smooth top ranges. And special conditioners leave a protective coating which helps prevent scratches. That's Wink Cooktop Cleaner. Learn more at WHINK.com.
Well, I don't mean to say I told you so, but yes, I guess I do. When I said 1 or 2 years ago that the deadline on renegotiating the NAFTA trade agreement could never be met. And it's looking more and more like that, as the top U.S. trade envoy said last week that bilateral deals could replace NAFTA if the pact is not renegotiated soon, putting more pressure on Canada and Mexico. U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer said political headwinds could increase the longer the negotiations dragged on, warning that time to rework the 1994 trade deal is running, quote, very short. He said, we would prefer a three-way tripartite agreement. If that proves impossible, we are prepared to move on a bilateral basis. He said that in Mexico City, reading from a statement at the end of a seventh round of talks. And he also appeared to seek to divide Mexico and Canada in the talks, saying the United States was making more headway with its southern neighbors than with Canada. Talks on the $1.2 trillion NAFTA pact are moving slowly, in part because Canada and Mexico are resisting U.S. demands for major changes, such as adding a sunset clause, which would lead to the automatic termination of NAFTA if it was not reworked every 5 years. The Trump administration also wants to boost the North American content of autos produced inside NAFTA. And Lighthizer said only 6 chapters had been concluded since talks began last August. Negotiators are working on 30 chapters overall, and time is growing short. Back with a final word after this message.
If you've got a newer truck or tractor, you may need a newer diesel fuel. That's because newer engines operate under such extreme heat and pressure, they can actually cook your fuel, causing power loss, clogged filters, even engine failure. The solution is simple. Cenex Premium Diesel, with a special additive package formulated for the rugged demands of today's diesel engines. Want better running equipment? Get a better running diesel.
Investing in our owner's success. Farmers Cooperative.
There is no question that trade is important to all three of the countries involved in NAFTA. Mexico and Canada send about 70% of their exports to the United States. That's National Farm Report, brought to you by Wink Products Company, a presentation of Tribune Radio Networks.
Open range sales consignment auction Saturday, March 17th at 10 a.m. at the old Washington County Sale Barn, Washington, Kansas. A 2007 Maxim 140 loader tractor, 2007 Case 1002S Water, a 1999 Bobcat 963 skid steer, multiple skid steer attachments, a 2013 Polaris Ranger, Titan hydraulic squeeze chute, Titan tub and alley system, gravity wagons, feeder wagons, hay equipment, tillage and planting equipment, fencing supplies, and so much more. Hope to see you at the auction. My name's Ethan Schutte. Find us on Facebook or at openrange.auction.
Owning a dog can bring your family unconditional love and companionship. Before you bring home man's best friend, do your homework so you choose the right one. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
If you're farming today, you know all about taking risks. Well, here's one risk you don't have to take anymore. The risk of IDID, or internal diesel injector deposits. Because now Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster Premium Diesel Fuel has an advanced injection stabilizer to prevent IDID. So you don't have to risk injector failure, clogged filters, and downtime anymore. Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster is even backed by a 10-year, 10,000-hour warranty for even less risk.
Cenex is a brand of CHS.
Want to see the latest in machinery, agronomy, and technology? Then tune in to the Successful Farming TV show every week on RFD-TV. Join me, Dave Moats, and Lori Bedore, Jesse Scott, and Anna McConnell. This show delivers the latest trends, newest technology, and takes a look at machinery of yesterday and today. RFD-TV is on Dish Network, DirecTV, and most major cable providers. Find additional programming information at agriculture.com/TV.
I know several people who wanted a dog, visited an animal shelter, and had their heartstrings tugged by a sad-eyed pup who ended up going home with them. An impulse decision isn't always a good one, especially if the dog ends up not being a good match for your family. Brian Bailey is an animal behaviorist and author. He says the first question you need to ask yourself is, why do I want a dog?
Do I want it to be a companion? Do I want it to be a working dog? Will it be living in my house? Will it not be living in my house? Do I have children? A lot of things need to be taken into consideration. But number one, why do I want a dog? And then number two, I always advise, try to match the dog to your lifestyle. If you're an active person, active dog. Not so active, not so active dog.
Bailey says every dog wants a job to do. Some breeds have more aptitude for specific tasks than others. For instance, you wouldn't ask a poodle to herd the cattle. You choose a border collie or other breed where herding is in its blood. Also be aware of temperament, especially around children. Some breeds by nature tend to be either dominant or submissive. Bailey recommends a laid-back, submissive dog as a family pet.
You know, there's a reason why all these children get bitten. They ignore the warning signs of these big dogs, and they try to take toys out of the big dog's mouths and pull their ears and hit them with their new lightsaber that they got at a Star Wars movie. And a lot of these dogs repel. They go after them. They say, back off. You're not going to do that to me. So we've got to have a dog that's willing to take a little bit of Johnny's abuse and not lash back out aggressively.
A good way to start researching dog breeds is by perusing the American Kennel Club's website. I'm Jody Henke. Find more tips on finding the right pooch for you at agriculture.com.
Save big on Mitas Agricultural Drive Tires from the Farmers Cooperative. Get an instant $100 rebate on all Mitas Agricultural Radial Drive Tires now through April 30th. Mitas tires are known for their quality, dependability, and traction in the tough conditions of your field. And now save an instant $100 on the tires designed for high horsepower and load carrying capacity. For complete details, see your Farmers Cooperative Tire Branch today.
Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Well, many people in the agriculture sector are very worried about possible retaliation against the United States for trade tariffs on imported steel and aluminum. Gary Crawford has more.
Will the announced U.S. tariffs on imported steel and aluminum precipitate a series of retaliations that could lead to a trade war? The hope is no, but
we can't say that for certain.
Agriculture Secretary Zutta Perdue, one of five cabinet officials testifying at a Senate Commerce Committee hearing this week, he said he's of course worried about any trade retaliations because in most trade skirmishes,
agriculture and agricultural commodity products are always the tip of the spear.
Meanwhile, Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross told lawmakers there have been many of what he called
very lively discussions
at the White House and elsewhere about possible effects on agriculture and the rest of the economy if the U.S. is hit with trade sanctions by other countries.
So the problem is trying to model what will parties do.
And right now, nobody knows, but
we'll be hearing soon enough as the thing evolves.
Ross says we'll know later what actions certain countries have in mind and then can figure out how to mitigate the effects of those actions on the U.S. economy, including agriculture. Gary Crawford, Washington.
In other news, disagreements among House Agriculture Committee members regarding the nutrition title are stalling movement on the Farm Bill. Committee Chairman Mike Conaway of Texas says there will not be a Farm Bill markup next week, citing the committee's progress in negotiating to a yes from both Republicans and Democrats. Conaway and House Democrats are in conflict over the way the nutrition title handles the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP. All of this, according to the Hagstrom Report. That decision means that Conaway will not meet his goal of holding a markup on the Farm Bill in the first quarter of 2018. Ranking Democrat on the committee, Colin Peterson of Minnesota, says Democrats on the committee cannot support the bill in its current form. Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network.
Sophisticated guest rooms, intimate lounge, distinctive event space. The Bluemont Hotel was designed to exceed the expectations for a variety of guests. Enjoy their indoor pool, complimentary breakfast, and ease of access to K-State and Aggieville. Or plan your next meeting and event and enjoy services of local caterers. The Bluemont Hotel features a number of standard suite-style guest rooms to make your stay in Manhattan the best experience possible. Book today at BluemontHotel.com.
Y-Star Machinery Rental can help you tackle all the projects that come your way. We offer a great selection of Bobcat skid steer loaders, track loaders, and compact excavators, plus the attachments you need. Select the equipment you need for daily, weekly, monthly, or long-term rentals. Don't turn down extra work. Stop by Y-Star Machinery in Wichita, Topeka, Manhattan, or Garden City to check out our Bobcat equipment rental options. We've got the tough equipment you need to do more tough work. Check out WhiteStarMachinery.com.
Y-Star, get the job.